Our scripture lesson today, in it, I can see clearly the culture of the first century in this text. I can see the first century coming through. Many churches that speak the prosperity gospel don't get that and misuse this text. The parable of the talents from the gospel according to Matthew, starting at verse 14. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who received 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 talents more. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those ones came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy one. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you handed to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy one. You have been trustworthy with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who received 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid. I went, hid your talent in the ground. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you please pray with me? May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If I had to summarize the scripture passage today briefly, it would be, to be the church God calls us to be, we have to take risk. We have to step out in faith. We have to use our time and talent and treasure in risk-taking. And so, in that vein, I'm going to offer you today something different. Here are my ideas about the diary of God. Think about that for a moment. If God kept a diary, a journal, what would God say? I don't know about you, but the journals that I have kept from time to time over the years, they've been filled with pretty personal stuff. What would God say in those private thoughts about you and me? What would God say about the Church of the Palms in Sun City? What would God say about our community? What would God say about our nation and world? What would God be calling us to do and be? So today, I offer you a story of fiction, 100% pure fiction. I offer you my vision, my version of the diary of God. Sunday, dear diary, I can't believe those long-winded preachers. Wow. On and on they go, dulling the senses, numbing the minds. Oy vey. Oh, they are just seem to be so interested in keeping the status quo and protecting their jobs rather than speaking the truth. They seem so full of themselves. I wish they'd tell more jokes, liven up the place a little. I like laughter. So many of themselves take themselves so seriously in their faith, well, not so seriously. I like it when people take their faith seriously, but not themselves. I'm a God of laughter. Sometimes people forget that. I guess those preachers mean well, but I fear their hearers will think I'm a very dull deity. What is it in me that evokes such tediousness from the righteous? I mean, look at the clergy. If ever there was a group we can laugh at, it's them. I did get a report that fooled a few angels for a while. Yep, it was reported that the cardinals were getting slaughtered. Don't worry, diary. It's dealing with football cardinals, not my cardinals. I wish folks who got all wound up about football games would show more enthusiasm for helping others. Maybe if I establish a grandstand of folks to follow people around, and every act of kindness that they did would result in a standing ovation, well, on second thought, that probably would never work. Truth be known, I'd rather watch football sometimes. Monday, dear diary, I wish insurance companies would stop describing it as an act of God whenever floods or natural disasters happen. That's a very dismal view of my nature. Apparently, I only intervene in human affairs when clever people can find no rational explanation of things that happen to them. They must make up their minds. Either I am in all events or none. If I took special action every time millions of people asked for a favor in the world would be in chaos. The world absolutely depends on me. But when my children see my hand in some special event, they start saying something very important about themselves. They don't get it, that they are my hands reaching out to hurting people. Prayers are needed. They're great. They strengthen the one who is praying and the one for whom they are offered. And they need to be accompanied with action. I want to scream out, don't throw an event at my feet and then walk away. Pray for strength. Pray for vision. Pray for wisdom. And then do something. I fear they will never see how important prayer is connected to action. Tuesday, dear diary. I can't believe that church down there, just like a thousand others, they argue quite passionately over things they think to be so important, like what color to paint the church bathrooms, what people wear when they come to church, whether to serve potatoes or rice at the dinner. For once, I'd like them to passionately debate over justice issues, of how to best feed the poor and then go do it, of how to uplift the downtrodden and the vulnerable and then do it, how to make peace and build bridges and then go do it. They seem to want to conquer, divide, make war. They seem to rejoice in war and revenge taking. When will they realize that that is never the answer I want? They just don't understand how much in common they have. They're all made in my image. They are all my children, and I love all of them very much. Yet all they seem to do is focus on their differences and play power games. And I think they need to refocus their priorities. Wednesday, dear diary, the faithful few gather in that church with its peeling paint and rumbling air conditioner. They try to be hopeful as they struggle to make an impact with their neighborhood. They should not despair. The worshipers are dignified beyond comprehension. They represent the wholeness of my church. If it does not exist in them, it does not exist at all. If the one universal holy church is not to be found in the people in that building, it's not to be found anywhere. Gotta cut it short today, diary. There's a rerun of Seventh Heaven I want to catch. Thursday, dear diary. Boy, the afternoon music was fabulous. That community that was established was wonderful. Oh, how I love choir practice. And what a great group of basses they sure have. Yeah, sure, a few sour notes, but when sung with all sincerity and heart, it becomes joyful noise that brings healing to the soul. I hope they know the power they have in their music to transform hearts. It was announced in Hollywood that an actor called Mr. Morgan Freeman is to play me in a new biblical epic film. According to the press release, among his qualifications is the fact that, well, he has a voice that people think sound just like me. Interesting. I always thought my voice sounded like a giggle of a child, the breeze blowing gently or fiercely. My voice is one of courage to speak the truth in love and compassion. It's often said with a tear. My voice is any voice that says, I forgive you, I will help you, I will stand up for you. My voice speaks of acceptance for the LGBT community and everyone else. The press release, said Mr. Freeman also possesses the good looks and moral fiber to play God. Good looks, moral fiber, that's fine, but some of my best servants wouldn't have qualified. The Apostle Paul was no eye candy. Abraham, he was a polygamist. Martin Luther wanted to behead peasants who banded together to form unions. Beauty is in everyone, as is the ability to do what is right and good. It saddens me beyond words when some of my children think anything but that. Hollywood doesn't make it easy to live up to their expectations. I recall a Mr. Cecil B. DeMille rewriting whole passages of the book of Exodus in order to smooth over some of my rougher character points. I don't wish to upset him, but I did prefer the book to the movie. Friday, dear diary. Rumor has it that when I banished Lucifer from heaven, he was asked what he missed most about heaven, and that devil replied rather sarcastically, "The sound of trumpets waking me morning, every morning." It's the fanfare of a different sort that heralds the morning for me. A group goes into the chapel early in the morning before it's light. They shiver in the cold, chill air and move slowly because they're old and cannot see very well. They lower themselves painfully onto their knees to pray. Their faces wince, their arthritic joints crack and pop. That, for me, is one of the most important sounds of the morning. A Te Deum more precious than any words of the liturgy. Saturday, dear diary, that poor woman is in torment. Again and again, she tries to form the words to pray and just ends up sobbing bitterly because she's lost the power to pray. It matters not. So long as she can weep, I'm not bothered about whether she can pray. Tears can be more eloquent than words. I wish they knew that I love them all. Sometimes I think they realize it, but not always, and certainly they don't realize it enough. I wish they all acted as if I love them all, because I do. I think if they realized that I love them all and they acted like I love them all, it would be a tremendous difference in their lives. It would lift their burdens. I want the very best for them. I love them so much that I sent, diary, you already know that part. I guess my question is, When will they learn? Well, there you have it. 100% pure fiction story, except for that part about God loving and caring for all of us. That, my friends, is 100% true. Thanks be to God. Amen.